You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A couple of bad drivers making headlines in Massachusetts this morning, and I can't even fire up the Symphony of Destruction because this guy's not quite there yet. Emergency crews working to remove a pickup truck that crashed into a bridge in Littleton, Mass. Early yesterday. They say that they're not exactly sure what happened in this situation, but the driver crashed into the bridge and was dangling right off the edge. That's one of my nightmares, to dangle off a bridge. It's hit a little bit better in the bottom one, but
yeah, I can't think.
It was half on, half off.
That's hard to see.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Super scary. They still don't know what happened there. And then another dude who's only 57 lost control of his vehicle at a gas station in Brockton, Mass., and set the place on fire.
Oh, man.
Fire erupted at a gas station overnight in Brockton after a car crashed into a gas pump. Video footage posted by the Brockton Fire Department shows the driver of the car appear to back up and crash into the pump at Prime Gas on North Montello Street just before midnight. The driver then pulls forward out of view of the camera. A police spokesman said the driver of the 2005 Subaru Impreza pulled into the gas station, attempted to back up to get closer to the pump. But the 57-year-old driver said he lost control and just hit the pump by mistake.
So he gas pedal instead of the brake.
Yeah.
Oh, he ran right out. He's lucky that hole. His hole
ran over the whole pump. The whole pump is destroyed.
Jesus.
His car is like the back of it is engulfed in flames at that point.
So he pulled across the parking lot from the station and called 911 from there. No one was injured. As of early this morning, the gas station was still closed.
Hey, James, when you worked at the gas station, did anyone ram a pump?
A couple times, but nothing to where it caught on fire. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I pooped my pants. That was the case. I know, you just see me abandon the gas station like there's a nuclear bomb going off. I just picture somebody walking and be like, oh, my God, the pump's on fire. And you just see me go, ah! It's on fire line! We're all going to die!
Yeah.
It's doomsday! Call 911!
I mean, there's giant gas tanks underground.
Yeah, like, hopped in my car and just drove and kept driving.
So I'm sure that's not the training you received when you started at the gas station.
Oh, no,
on
no.
How to react
no,
when the pump's on fire.
No, I think the first step in that situation, they tell you to stay calm.
And I would have been like,
oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, we're going to burn alive!
Aren't you supposed to go and hit, like, the gas suppression button and all the stuff supposed to come down?
Yeah, you probably are supposed to do that, but that's probably not how I would have
reacted. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because, like, the big, like, sea of white foam is supposed to cover
supposed
the hole,
to. You didn't,
right?
But no one did
that
here.
I didn't see that there.
No.
Yeah, but, like, I would have looked at the guy that was working with the crazy eye. Like, Casey, run! This is the end, man!
The guy with the crazy eye.
Crazy eye.
We gotta get out of here, James.
Send yourself, Casey!
Oh, God!
I know you take the bus here, but just run as fast as you can!
I want to see this video.
Yeah, so Brockton Fire posted this on Twitter. We'll retweet it. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see it. So there.
Okay, so he's off.
So he kind of pulled forward and realized I guess he wasn't in the right spot. So now he's going to back up. Yeah, here he comes.
Oh, it's classic.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh, my God. Oh, an instant fire. So James is inside right now.
Oh, my God. The back of his car, so the pump's going up. Run, Casey, run. Run, Casey.
Run, Casey, run.
Run, Casey.
Oh, it's
don't worry, I'll call Harriet.
Yeah, so here we are. This fire's been blazing for quite a while now. No one has hit that fire suppression button. James is asleep at the wheel
and
in there.
And you can see that there's a fire extinguisher that's been knocked loose and it's on the ground.
Yeah. No, Casey, don't grab that fire extinguisher on the ground. You're going to blow up. The tanks are right below you.
You see James just running by in the video.
You see a blur.
Yeah.
There he goes.
We call it as a training, but just forget your training. Use your instincts.
Use your instincts. Oh, my God. Yeah, nothing yet. We're a minute in, and no one has hit any kind of suppression system.
Because they were smart. They ran.
Yeah, they must have.
They must have got out of there.
Yeah, like, what put it out? I'm just trying to...
Maybe
like
the fire?
I guess maybe.
There. It just was an eternal flame until they arrived.
It was like the Olympic torch.
Oh, my God.
It was never going out.
It's like his car was a match, and the pump was like the side of a matchbook.
Yeah. Like, it took nothing for that fire to start.
I've never seen it
start so easily.
He literally... Oh, there's...
Oh, I think it's just the...
Just him watching the video.
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't get... he did get stuck.
Yeah, but it happens. As soon as he hits it, there's fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
boom.
Oh, God. Oops.
So we retweeted that from Brockton Fire, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck, if you want to see it. It's up there now. I never knew about poppers until this show. I never knew about a lot of stuff until this show, to be honest. But poppers, I guess, big in the gay community. I'm still not exactly sure what they do for you. But they found out that Lucille Ball was into poppers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, are you talking about jalapeno?
No. They're huge with gays. They're huge with gays. Everyone knows it.
I remember they came up on the show like a year
jalapeno
ago.
Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, I'm like, what's
pops. Here's thinking all anything that pops.
Poppers are liquid inhalants that give you an intense buzz. They became popular as an aid to gay sex. But originally, it was a prescription drug to treat pain in the chest. And they found out that as they looked into Lucille Ball's death, she was using this poppers.
Yeah.
She may have been dealing with heart issues before that.
I don't know where you get them. I think you can get them at like gay bars.
I don't understand exactly what the attraction is, though. Like, why are they associated with gay sex? Why are poppers and gay sex something that goes hand in hand?
It's a painkiller, Dave.
I've always heard it gives them...
For the back stuff?
Well, I think it's like a euphoric...
Oh, okay.
Enhances.
But why wouldn't then anyone having sex...
I think they do. I think that it's just known...
It's a sexual...
gay culture.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay. Know, so it's not specifically for gay sex.
No.
People could be using them.
I think people are taking drugs all the time to have sex. You know, there's the classics...
Like Sam Kinison talked about doing it.
Someone does say they do relax the anus.
Mm. So that makes sense.
If jalapeno poppers are gay, then call me Boy George.
My favorite thing we talked about all day is James going, "What are you guys talking about? Jalapeno pepper?"
I'm like, "Did you talk about the deep fried jalapeno pepper with cream cheese inside? You dip it in ranch?
Those are delicious.
It's big in the gay community. It's big in my house.
Yeah.
No wonder everybody thinks I'm gay. Yeah. I just love jalapeno poppers so much."
Yeah.
Oh my God. They do relax the muscles. They relax the sphincter.
Many texts coming in about this. Yeah,
okay, so like someone said, they call them whippets. Now, whippets the same thing?
That's a different
thing. I was going to say, because I went to a gas station one time, filling up my tank, and around the ground, all over the ground, were almost like little CO2 cartridges.
Those are whippets.
And I was like, those are whippets,
yeah,
right?
Those are whippets. These are, I think it's... Like Hunter S. Thompson did poppers, but I don't think they were called poppers. They were called emils, like that person said.
Well,
emyl nitrate.
Emyl nitrate is exactly what they are, but they're referred to as poppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make it loosen. No, must be all they're saying. Loosen it up. So that's why specifically it took off in the gay community, I guess. But shocking to find out that Lucille Ball must have had a real loosen numb bee hole.
She might have liked some stuff.
Oh, you never know, right? I love Lucy.
Yeah,
Lucy was cool as hell.
I love Lucy's anus.
I love her.
Oh my God,
it's cool as hell.
There'd be no funny women without her.
No, she's incredible.
She's awesome.
She led the way, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I think we may enter a time when loving just one person is not the norm anymore. Like being in a relationship with one person is looked down upon as archaic. We're not there yet.
So like Utah?
But I think that's coming. Like the whole multiple love, multiple relationships thing is becoming more and more common. The story of Carolyn and Justin from Ohio. They're a couple in their 20s who started dating. They fell in love. They eventually decided to get married. But Carolyn had a secret she never clued her husband in on. She wasn't just into guys. She pretty much was into everything.
Okay.
When she brought it up, he was fine with it. He even let her decide if she wanted to explore some stuff. Enter a chick in Ireland, Lana, that Carolyn was friendly with. Lana got an invite to be a bridesmaid at their wedding. Well, during the planning process and the wedding, they both fell in love with her. The bride and the groom fell in love with this bridesmaid.
This Lana must be something, huh?
So now, well, I'll show you pictures in a second.
That's what I was wondering.
Carolyn and Justin are married, and Lana comes and goes as she pleases. No pun intended. Yeah. Sometimes the girls are together. Sometimes it's one-on-one guy-girl time. Sometimes it's a three-for-all.
Just sort of.
They all look alike to me. Like.
That helps.
Nerds. Like a polyamorous nerd group.
That helps.
There they are.
It's that type of.
Mm. Right? They all look like they could be related.
Yeah, if the dude shaved, all three of them. If the dude shaved, put on lipstick, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the three of them.
I know, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
Sisters.
Yeah, they all look like Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah.
That's all three of them.
All three of them could be in Tegan and Sarah. So there they are. So that's Lana.
Yeah, that's
the one
Lana.
From Ireland. And this is Carolyn and Justin from Ohio.
Well, like, Lana's the hottest chick that the guy's ever gonna be with.
You think Lana's hotter than his wife?
Yes.
I have a feeling the guy will be out of there.
She's in a half shirt.
Like, they'll kick him out.
You think so? He's eventually going down that road.
It does seem like he's already, just by the pictures alone, it seems like he's like, what are you girls doing?
Trying to go the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. You can tell. it's me and my. I'm trying to get in the picture, ladies.
They're gonna cross. You see how they're taking every picture? They're gonna be. They'll be really upset because they want to keep the cat in this photo, guaranteed.
Yeah,
they'll have to crop that in a weird way.
He's so easily photoshopped out of all those.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I just you guys, the chick's like a foot taller than me. Can I get in the pic?
Other girl is more of a guy than she is. Than he is.
Yeah, they're a nerdy little bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
it. Well, they're 22.
Yeah. Man.
So, yeah, they're 22-year-old nerds.
Yeah.
They're a lot more fluid.
They say they pay no mind to the haters who accuse them of cheating on each other because they're happy as hell with their arrangement. Carolyn, the bride, even has a YouTube channel, I guess, dedicated to education about polyamory relationships and answers questions. On there.
He's the happiest in that bunch, for sure.
For now.
Yeah, for now, until he gets kicked out.
You don't even know what he's allowed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's probably not much. And he's like, yeah, sure, I love her, I guess.
Listen, I have two hot chicks. I want to go to the aquarium with me.
Yeah, it's everything I want.
Everything's fine. Every couple of months, she'll touch it.
Not really, though. I mean, not really. I get to do stuff to myself. A lot of me is just a spectator's
kind of position.
Yeah. I'm in the other room while those guys are going at it, but I can hear them.
Yeah.
I can hear stuff.
All right. off to Thailand now, where a woman whose dogs were barking at her pickup truck looked under the vehicle and discovered the cause. A huge king cobra in the engine compartment.
Ooh, that's a bad find.
Jesus, I just turned the page and saw her name.
Yes. What's her name? Who is she, Dave? Or don't even bother to tell me the rest.
Oh. Chudakarn.
Mm-hmm.
Kewathong Chalerjarin.
Yes!
You did it.
Yes!
Look at that name, you guys. Look at it.
Chalerjarin.
Wow.
That is Chudakarn Kewthurlcharningajin.
Dude, you nailed it.
Yeah.
She's a 30-year-old. She said she was getting ready to look at her home. To cook at her home after returning from... I got her name right, but I confused look and cook.
Right. Yeah, that's okay.
After returning from a market, but her dogs really started barking at her truck. So she went out to investigate, and she spotted the snake's tail hanging out from under the hood. There's video of some guys getting it out of there for her. She summoned rescuers to her house. They were recorded on video carefully extracting the venomous reptile. It's huge, you guys. When they get it out.
Well, dude, if this thing bites you and you're there, that's lights out. Like, where's the nearest
hospital? Away because they spit their venom.
King Cobra spit?
They spit it at the eyes.
Party time!
Party time. The thing, when they get it out of here, it's 16 feet long.
No!
16 feet.
Yeah, everybody camp
out.
Let's
get it out already. There we go.
Oh, my.
They just put it in a plain white garbage bag?
Oh, jeez, it was...
Look at the size of that thing. They say the snake may have come in from a nearby field, or it may have been in the car with her for a while. They're not sure, but the snake was released back into the wild. So, Chitrakarn...
The one guy's like kind of messing with him. He's like, Rook.
Don't mess with that. They just throw it into, like, a white garbage bag?
Well, they're trying to put it somewhere where it's not going to bite them.
I was thinking how much trouble it would be to have to spell your name for everyone when you're out doing business.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know how you have to spell like the simplest of names.
Can you imagine? C-H-U-T-I-K-A-R-N-K-A-E-W-T-H-O-N-G-C-H-A-I-J-U-R-U-E-N. Oh, did you get that?
I got C-H.
No. C-H-U-T-I-K-A-R-N-K-E-W-T-H-O-N. N-G-C-H-A-I-J-A-R-U-E-N.
I got a C-H-U.
Oh, damn it!
Your name's Chartreuterie Board.
Chartreuterie.
Targaryen.
Ah, yes. Chartreuterie. I can't even make this joke.
Especially down here at the Chartreuterie Targaryen. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
No.
C-H-U-T-I-K-A-R-N-K-A-E-W-T-H-O-N-G-C-H-I-J-A-R-U-E-N.
Targaryen with two N's.
Yes.
No.
You couldn't fit it anywhere. Like, it wouldn't fit on a, like, a check.
No, that's crazy. Like
whatever.
If you come over here, your kid plays a sport.
Right.
Yeah, the
and
name.
And just
on
spell
the
last name for me, Dave. Just the last name.
K-A-E-W-T-H-O-N-G-C-H-I-J-A-R-U-E-N.
No.
No.
Nope, nope.
That's
nope.
Like Saltalamacchia or whatever.
But then I looked at the area, and they have a big snake in their cars. Yeah. Not a lot of places to go.
That's different. The guy's got the same shoes as me.
He does. The snake wrangler has the exact same shoes as you.
Yep. He's in fashion.
I'm going to call those your cobra wranglers.
Yeah, that's what they are. That's what they are.
Coming up, it's sex to be old. What made an old Florida man freak out at a restaurant? And why does he have our mugshot of the day? Let's figure it out.
It sucks to be old.
We're off to Vero Beach, Florida for this one. Police were dispatched to Lemon Tree.
A lemon tree.
A restaurant on Ocean Drive in Vero Beach.
Delicious.
They got a good brunch.
Oh, delicious.
The other morning, this old guy was sitting on a chair blocking the doorway into the restaurant. What happened? Well, the manager of the restaurant said he entered the building with his dog. They don't allow dogs there, only service dogs. When he was asked if it was a service dog, he told her she needed to mind her own business.
That's hilarious. Yep.
Oh, I'll show you the papers, and here they are. They just say, mind your business.
Yeah.
That started, I guess, a loud argument between the two.
Sure. Yeah.
She eventually said you'd have to leave.
Fine, I'll leave.
So he grabbed a chair and placed it right in front of the entrance and exit of the business, preventing anyone from coming in or out.
No one can stop me from sitting here. Free country.
We can, sir.
Call the cops.
Officers made contact with the man. They identified him as 65-year-old Gordon Richard Cluth of Vero Beach, who was sitting in a chair blocking the doorway when they got there.
Officers!
He told them his father was the founder of Vero Beach. And they will all lose their jobs and no longer be able to work there as police officers.
Oh, that was... You're 65, sir, so your dad must be 135.
Yeah, like, when was Vero Beach founded?
Found.
Discovered it.
When they asked him for his ID, he opened his wallet for half a second and then closed it quickly.
That's all you need to see.
Well, sir, we need to actually see your ID. You get it.
Yeah, ready? Yeah. Ready?
There you go. You can't. We need a better look at it.
So you out. Okay.
Eventually, he dropped his wallet. They gathered his information. They issued him a trespass warning. He eventually left the scene. A few minutes later, police were called back to the Lemon Tree, where he was back in a chair blocking the entrance.
Back again.
He's like the worst trickster ever.
Yep. Okay, officers, I get it.
All right, you have a good day now.
See you later. Stay safe.
Bye, thanks.
See you later. Bye. God, I just got a little too heated. See you later. I'm going to walk down the street.
All right, take care. We don't want to come back here.
Get in your car. And there they go. And give me that goddamn chair again.
He was back there. Cops were called again, dispatched to the Lemon Tree, where he was sitting in a chair again. He was arrested this time for trespassing.
No!
Coming with us now, fella.
While he was being detained, a struggle did ensue.
Of course.
And he was charged with felony battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. This morning, he's still being held at the Indian River County Jail on $7,000 bond. His mugshot up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You have to go check out as our mugshot of the day.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, my.
Oh, is it my. Is that a mustache on me?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But what's going on with his eyes?
Well, he looked shocked.
Did the cops?
I think he must have been like, I'm not moving, and like slightly pushed him, and they were like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well, he did do something to the cops, right?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. They taught him a lesson.
They did. He won't be sitting in front of that restaurant for a long time.
I can see, though. He's blocking the way. You're not moving him out of the way.
He's a bigger man.
Yeah, he's like Wilford Brimley, but with, like, poet hair.
Yeah, with, like, a Backstreet Boys hairstyle.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It's really bizarre.
Go check it out for yourself on our website.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
At the end of the month, there will only be one blockbuster remaining in the world. We're talking about
the one in Alaska closed.
The one in Alaska closed.
Yep.
The second to last one remaining in Perth, Australia is closing at the end of this month. There's only one left now in Bend, Oregon.
It's the last one standing.
The last one standing.
Was it the first one? Like, why are they holding on there?
Because I think they've got nothing better to do in Bend, Oregon.
So it's actually working out.
I guess it has to be.
Are they planning on closing that one, or that's just
no plans right now?
They will eventually, but
the manager in Perth, Australia, said we put in a pretty good fight, but it was going to happen eventually, and we've decided now's the time. So the Bend, Oregon blockbuster will be the last one remaining in the world at the end of this month.
Turns out we should have done this about 10 years ago.
I'm telling you, though, there are still these places around.
I drive by one every day, a video place. Not necessarily Blockbuster, but
no, it's not Blockbuster. It's like,
another one.
There's another one.
Yeah, but I drive past one of those and nobody's ever in it.
Oh, well, I don't even think they care about the sign anymore because they're just like, we've got Venom.
Is there another big chain that's open?
Yeah, Family Video,
we've got
right?
Venom.
Is it Family? Oh.
Come in. We've got Venom.
Well, Venom just came out. Didn't it? Like, just recently?
I think it was
like a month ago.
Yeah, you could rent it like a month ago. But they're like, come on in. We got Venom.
We do.
Star is Born? No.
No. No.
Yeah, it's in the U.S. and Canada, Family Video, but they're probably the biggest chain that still remains, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's...
Please come in.
I can't imagine going to a store and doing this, renting one.
They've got 700 locations across the country.
So yeah, they're not...
They're really holding on.
Look at how many.
Yeah, they're by me.
Well, there are a lot in the Midwest, and there's just a few in some other states. But
as a young, fat, nerdy kid, this was the job of jobs.
Listen, I get it, because it was, you could try out all the video games.
Yeah.
That was the greatest thing about these places when I was a kid, is that I could rent the games and decide
if you like them.
That's good, yeah.
If I was going to spend the money.
That's a good part of it.
That was better to you than having an adult video section you could sneak into and take?
The place I went to didn't have any adult. Okay. They had no adult movies.
We loved going to them so we could sneak into the adult section and
get a peek at some movies. That's wild times.
And some other stuff.
Yeah.
I used to be so salty with Family Video for the longest time because Blockbuster hired me. And then I had experience, and I knew Family Video was paying better or something, and I always tried to get a job there, and they never would let me, like back in the dark times.
That's so funny, because I applied. That's one of the few jobs I applied for I didn't get in my life.
Me too.
It was Jumbo Video.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to work there, and they didn't hire me, the bastard.
I had video experience.
I was like, excuse me, but I know how to stock movies. I have on-paper experience, so it's a no-brainer.
I'm trying to rewind.
Yeah, we're just looking for something.
Something different.
Something different.
Right. You're way too fat.
They can be choosy then, I guess, right? Well, look at that now, Jumbo Video, you bastards.
I know, that's how I've
been. Where have you been for years?
Now all you have is venom, and I have dreams.
CJ, you were just in the last standing American blockbuster in Bend, Oregon?
I was there about a month ago, and it's nostalgic walking back in that thing, man. It's got the same smell. Got everything the same treats. It's set up the exact same. The movies are lined up the same way. It's like you walk in that place. It's going back into time. It's like reliving your childhood. They have souvenirs. You could buy magnets, t-shirts, hats, and it's packed. They have tons of movie places out there. Family owned and gas stations. It's like they live and die by renting movies.
Do you think this place has become now more of a tourist destination?
Oh, absolutely. I was like a kid in the candy store. They're taking photos and videos in front of
us. Honestly, that makes sense. Like,
right. So that's how this
place
will
survive. That's how they're making their money.
They become like the Disney World of video rentals, right?
People will stop by. Have ever thought that.
I don't know.
Every time you walk through a blockbuster that it would
be
something.
But can you imagine? Okay, imagine that for anything you're nostalgic for. If there was one Chi-Chi's remaining.
Yeah,
somewhere in the country, and you were a giant fan. You'd go there.
I'd go right now.
See what I mean?
I'd go to a Chi-Chi's.
Take me to Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, give me that fried ice cream.
Let's open up a Chi-Chi's, you guys.
There isn't a single just like one standalone
scandal.
I know they went under,
they killed people, so they had to.
I know they did.
I'd still go.
I want
those fajitas.
But like, there's no hang on.
I do remember getting those burritos there, and they were delicious.
Not in the U.S. There's one in Belgium, one in Abu Dhabi, and one in Kuwait.
Oh, man.
But there's none in going the U.S.
to Kuwait. I go to Abu Dhabi.
Belgium. Yeah. Go to Belgium.
Welcome to Belgium, Chi-Chi's.
Yeah. Chi-Chi's. We need to open a Chi-Chi's.
I don't know if that's the best business
I think
idea.
We do, you guys. It'll be a... We'll open... Listen.
Okay.
Here's Dave's idea.
Okay.
We take one of these abandoned malls. There's a ton of space.
Yeah.
And we make it nostalgia mall.
Abandoned malls? Like, this is the word.
No, listen. Okay, Dave's on to something
out.
Here.
Hear me out.
Because nostalgia mall. You have to think
No one goes to the mall.
We stock it with places that people miss.
It's like an 80s arcade. We got like
a bunch of old people.
Can we get a KB Toys in there?
But then it'll be cool with the youngsters.
Yes, whatever the cool nostalgic thing is. Because, and it's funny because we were talking about something and this idea was in my head.
Or like a Toys R Us
and
there?
It never, yeah.
Yes.
And it never came out. But the fact that there's going to be all these malls everywhere, we were talking about stores closing down.
Mm-hmm.
The new thing is going to be coming up with ideas for these empty buildings. That's going to be the new thing.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
And if you were a city somewhere and you were like, you know what? We're opening up all the stores that are gone now. There's a
reason why they're gone.
There's like a Ponderosa restaurant.
I think it would be cool for like,
two minutes.
You'd make money for about a month. And then you'd be like, we had a horrible idea. We got under so hard.
Such a bad idea.
Each one of the stores went into bankruptcy.
Where you'd have to do it, though, is that you'd have to do it where you'd have to be close to something legit that brings people to your area.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like, let's say it's an attraction there, and then we'll just
let's
drive
say it's
off
Kissimmee,
of that.
Florida.
Yes. So you're going to Disney or whatever, but then you're going to stop at Nostalgia Mall to eat at Kenny Rogers Roasters or Chi-Chi's.
If you opened this style of place right next to a touristy trap thing, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
I'm going to get a mini Pearl's chicken.
You wouldn't kill it, but you'd be fine.
I just like the idea of going to a bank and asking for a loan. And they're like, what's the loan for? I'd like to open a Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
It works in Kuwait.
And only because I you like to eat there.
There's like a Tower Records. There's like a Tower Records in there.
It worked in Abu Dhabi. Why don't you give me the money?
Sarah, can we see a business plan? This is not in English.
I've written it down here. It's a smiley face plus chichis equals cash sign. There.
Chi-Chi's makes people happy, which gives you cash.
Yeah.
You bring in a presentation with the sizzling fajitas.
Fajitas, everybody, see?
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I am here on behalf of the Chi-Chi's in Kuwait.
See, look, you guys are making money, right?
No.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, we're closing.
Oh, man.
We'll open a steak and ale. Mini Pearls fried chicken.
You can stay at the Hojo across the street.
Burger Chef.
What would this loan be for? I'd like to start my very own Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like if you made it like an 80s world.
Right.
Where it was like all 80s. There was a BMX. There's like a BMX ramp.
It's got all the snacks and candy people miss. That's been discontinued.
Yeah.
Right? We figure
it's
out
like
a way
stepping
to do it all.
Right back. If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come.
We wouldn't have to do much. Some of these places, abandoned malls, still look like the 80s.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
throw it right
find
in there.
One that looks, you throw some neon lights up.
Yeah, but a lot of those malls went out of business for the same businesses that you guys are talking about putting in there.
Yeah, but now it's nostalgic.
But now they've been gone for long enough.
New Kids on the Block went away for years. Look who's huge now. Look who had a Backstreet Boys have a number one hit. It's all coming back. Nostalgia's key right now. We capitalize on it.
They're in the process of closing all these stores down. All these things
are
closing
down. I know, but this is the thing. Because if you have a store right now and you've been doing fine, life sucks for you. But, man, if you were a store in 1983 and you closed down and a guy who was born in 75 remembers it, like Toys R Us wouldn't do okay right now. But if you opened up a Toys R Us after they've been gone for 25 years?
Yes. People are dying
after they've
for
been
KB
gone for
25.
They just now.
No, I'm saying
closed.
That it has to be gone for that long.
Because right. There could be a Blockbuster right down the street right now. I'm not
we
going
would never
to
go.
It.
Yes, I understand.
There's but half these stores I wouldn't go to. But, I'd like to maybe visit a Chi-Chi's.
I guess you guys. Maybe you guys,
someone else.
Okay, we'll
it.
Scale back our plan for a home mall. We'll just open one Chi-Chi's.
No. I bet it wouldn't be as good as I remembered.
It's not going to
work. Okay, let's find out.
It's not going to work.
Matt went to the Chi-Chi's in Belgium.
Oh.
And he's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Matt.
Yes.
So, Chi-Chi's, we're so nostalgic for it. If we opened a Chi-Chi's, do you think America would come?
I think they would, but the thing is, the one I went to was just as terrible as I remember it being here.
Oh, you didn't like it here.
Oh, I liked it.
Is it a false memory?
It was bad.
Created?
I had
maybe.
One of the best burgers of my life at Chi-Chi's.
I'm thinking
it could be a false memory. My food.
They sold it after a salmonella outbreak in
right.
the States.
Yeah, we know it. Okay, so what did you have, and why did it suck?
I had the typical thing I remember getting was the chimichanga. And, the first thing was on the door, they have to say, no horse meat here. Because, of course, it's Europe and they serve horse.
Oh, wow.
So they had to remind you that they don't serve horse. Maybe it was horse.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it was. If a sign says no horse meat, it's almost guaranteed it is.
We promise. Yep. There's very little horse in there.
Yeah.
But not good.
I'll say this, though. A single. You guys aren't looking at it the way America truly is. Okay, stuff is gimmicky,
right?
Okay,
you just gotta get
opening up one Chi-Chi's isn't enough. It's not.
Well,
one Chi-Chi's isn't enough. It has to be close to where people are going anyway. Like, it could be in Minnesota by that Mall of America,
right?
Whatever it is, dumb people are heading there anyway. They're heading there anyway.
Yeah.
You're dumb. People and you're heading.
People are putting their suggestions. Hell yeah, Circuit City.
I was trying to remember the name of that.
City.
I kept going, Stereo Town.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Someone said, put a Bennigan's in there.
But this is the thing. If it has enough and people are like walking around and are like, oh yeah. Like, you can't open it thinking you're going to have a successful
People want to go back to
something.
Their childhood. People want to go back to great memories. That's why it works. That's why Disney World works. People, it's all nostalgia.
Your Mall of the Past, you'd have to charge them to come in the place because they're not going to buy anything in there.
In fact,
I would never want to go to the Mall of the Past.
Don't you think Disney World?
So depressing to me.
Don't you think that Disney World could do this?
Scary.
Oh, they totally could. They could make Nostalgia Land.
They could make Nostalgia Land.
What's kind of already what they do? It's like you go back to old-timey Main Street.
Well,
right?
Like, think about all half those rides, like the really dumb ones. It's just rides from the 50s.
They suck. But they people suck. Are nostalgic for them.
They
it
suck.
Reminds them of being a kid there. Someone said you got to make it with a showbiz arcade and an old-time shooting gallery.
This is what I'm saying. You do this kind of stuff. It's like Frontierland.
Funko Land, Aladdin's Castle, well,
Funko
Sam
Land's
Goody.
Alive, just a different name.
Oh, okay. Rio Bravo.
I feel like it might work better if the guy just had like a nostalgia food court. You just have a bunch of old
right,
restaurants.
There you go.
To me, it seems like every
seems
idea,
like a
yeah, every idea that's come up, and I'm like, that'd be a good one.
It's, somewhere it's a restaurant. Eat. So it's like a tiny. Yeah. You make a little kiosk of every single one of them.
Yeah, I got to go to a Chi-Chi's, and I'd go to a steak and ale. I think they had really good bread, stuff like that. I do like the idea of a music store too.
I found an article of what is it called? It's from Business Insider. 50 haunting photos of abandoned shopping malls across America. Listen. They are frightening photos. There's ones with like trees down.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what it is.
We'll slap some neon in there.
I know some people right now that have like they're developing plans for like things to do inside of these giant places that are closing down. A place by me turned one of these empty things into a movie theater and it's very successful. It's not the biggest movie theater, but they made sure that you could drink there, that the seats are really nice. You know, you can order tickets online. You buy like a certain seat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it'll be one of the new things.
It's a smart idea
out.
To come up with something to put into these giant, scary, haunted malls. If you could come up with an actual viable plan for that, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah,
like that's like a good way to go. I don't know if slapping some Chi-Chi's and KB Toys in there
is going to do it. The only way to make it work is if there was people down. You forget. Okay, so I went to Disneyland with my parents. Okay, and they're who we'd be going after.
Exactly.
My parents. We'd be going after whatever the version is right now of my parents.
My parents don't even want to go to the mall.
I get they don't, but the problem is you go down there and you're like, well, what are we going to do? And some people, they don't have enough money to like go to the water park and go to, but you know what's there?
You can go to the mall.
Nostalgia Town.
Nostalgia
Town is there, and it'll make you feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come.
They will come in droves.
But you couldn't just do this in the middle of, like, anywhere and think people are going to fly to it. That's ridiculous.
It's got
to
be a place where people already are. I tell you, Chuck, we got to put this, this to paper.
Good luck with that, guys.
Did you guys hear about Dave and Chuck's Mall of the Past?
They lost their asses.
Those dudes are stressed out right now. Lisa hates this idea, guys. I've never felt more confident. Lisa hates this idea and thinks it's
Andy
a colossal failure.
I'm not a big fan
and
either.
James is not either. It's only you two.
I see the headlines
now. Right outside of Disney World, and now Chuck has to fly down there all the time to try to fix it.
I just need the headline. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Nostalgia Town. Most epic fail of all time.
No way. No way. Laugh now.
Exactly. We laugh all the way to our billions.
Yeah.
Laugh now. How many eat at your Chi-Chi's, though?
Yeah.
You got some of my money.
Dude, think about it. We'll get some places.
I'll be sick. Price. That fried ice cream is worth it.
You know all the rides that they've canceled? You know all the rides in like Disneyland and like different places they've canceled? Like, oh, we don't have a Back to the Future ride anymore because it doesn't make sense anymore? We'll take it.
Now you're building an entire theme park.
Repurpose old rides.
Went from a Chi-Chi's to a mall to an hour theme park.
It's getting worse, you guys.
We're going to get stuff so cheap. Oh my God, dirt cheap.
There's like no overhead.
They're throwing it away.
Oh, you're closing that Burger King? You're throwing out all those boots?
We'll take it.
You're garbage picking.
You're damn right we're garbage picking. You're damn right we're garbage picking. There's probably a Chi-Chi's around here somewhere we could just dig up and bring down there. Abandoned Chi-Chi's.
I feel like to find a Chi-Chi's, you know how they find those, like, they unearth those, like, lost cities that were under the dirt because time has just gone so long?
We're going to do that. We're going to find one buried.
They archaeologically discovered a Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. Yeah, they're going to make Kiss cool again. Miss Dave and Chuck the Freaks, Nostalgia Mall.
Yeah.
It's getting worse and worse by the minute. Every time we talk, talk about it, you play this song, and I'm really not investing now.
This song is something else. It starts off Robin Sparkles, Let's Go to the Mall, but it ends just as dark as it can get.
That's going to be great.
Yep. Everybody come and play.
I think if you did this, you'd be like, never play Let's Go to the Mall
Let's
again.
Let's go to Dave and Chuck the Freaks Nostalgia Mall.
Today.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freaks Tasty Bits Podcast.